Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Man Up with Harry Crummins, Ted Leidy, Carl Bott, and we have a guest tonight. Sam Peretta's calling in, but later we're going to get to Trevor Allen, who has brought us all types of special brews from his olfactory brewery.
We like special guests.
And we like special guests. So we're sitting here.
Of course.
You know, it's a shame we have to do this. I have my friends here. We have samples of elk and moose that we're tasting. We're tasting the brews and probably maybe crack up
a bourbon.
Sipping bourbon. But good evening, everybody. The 28th of September, 6:05 in the evening. And as you know, if you listen to the show this morning, we were saying that today we're going to be talking guns and these new gun laws. And Sam Paredes, who is the CEO, or what's your title, Sam? Hello, Sam.
Sam.
You don't have Sam hooked in here, buddy. Sam.
I'm here.
Okay, Sam. I can hear you now. Okay.
Okay.
Sam, what's your title?
Executive Director of Gun Owners of California.
There you go. I keep wanting to call you CEO or Witash and all that.
He's a boss.
Hey, Gavin Newsom, single-handedly, with the help of a bunch of misanthropic Democrats, has made an assault on the Second Amendment like they haven't done in a long time in this state. As bad as we thought it was, this last couple of days has just magnified that. Am I semi-correct on this?
You are at least spot-on correct.
Well, can we, Ted Leidy is one of the experts when it comes to gun laws. I mean, he studies it and all this, and I know you do.
Oh, yeah.
So can we quickly go through this? I think the first one that really was the SB2 that takes away your right to carry a firearm anywhere?
Pretty much. It makes it almost impossible to exercise your Second Amendment right with a CCW in the state of California. There are so many sensitive pieces that overlap that you would basically be breaking the law traveling from your home to your business or drop your kids off at school or go to the grocery store. You can't carry in a grocery store. They sell alcohol. So, yeah, it's real bad.
You can't. But the other thing is, you can't carry in the parking lots. You can't carry on streets if you're walking down the street.
Yep, sidewalk, adjacent streets, and parking lots. Correct.
Well, where can you carry? I guess it'd be easier.
You could actually have a class on where you could carry. That would be better.
I mean, you'd almost need to have a class on where you can carry. I mean, and then do businesses that say it's okay to carry have to post signs?
Yep, and even private property owners. If you go to somebody's house, they have to give you definitive written or oral permission to carry your gun inside their house or on their property or anything like that. So basically, the National Forest or something like that is about the only place you can carry your gun concealed.
Well, Sam, and I know you stay up on this stuff. This is Ted, by the way. I know you stay up on this stuff, and I love that you're calling in tonight just so that I can understand it. I follow the same laws that have already been passed in New York and New Jersey, and those laws have already been before the Supreme Court, then back down to the Second Circuit, then back up to the Supreme Court, then back down to the Second Circuit. I mean, are those laws, when they finally get ruled on by the Supreme Court, going to have any effect on us? Are they going to give us any relief here in California?
Well, not directly. What will happen is that it'll probably be those laws, those rulings, which I think are going to be positive coming out of New York and New Jersey and Illinois, I think they're going to be very positive, very hopeful. And I think that the Ninth Circuit is going to do everything it can to be very negative. And we can talk about why we think that, because, you know, the history of let's say, Duncan, the large-capacity magazine case, Judge Benitez ruled it unconstitutional. The state appeal, we had Freedom Week. The state appealed it to the Ninth Circuit. A three-judge panel ruled it unconstitutional, agreeing with Benitez. Then that ticked off the anti-gun majority in the Ninth Circuit, so they did an en banc panel, and they ruled it unconstitutional. So we appealed it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court held on to it and held on to it until after they ruled on Bruin, and then they GVR'd it, which meant that they granted certiorari, they vacated the negative ruling from the Ninth, and sent it back to them and said, do it right now that you have the test that we just gave you of text, history, and tradition. So when the Ninth got it back, they sent it all the way back to Benitez because they didn't want to deal with it. They already got their hands slapped. So they said, send it to Mikey. You know, send it to Judge Benitez.
Yeah.
He came up with a 71-page beautiful ruling eviscerating the anti-gun left. And then, of course, he issued a 10-day stay knowing that the state was going to appeal it on an emergency basis. They made the mistake of not doing that last time. That's how we got Freedom Week. So the state immediately appealed it, and the Ninth accepted the appeal, but in a very interesting way. They accepted it as a return case to the en banc panel, the same judges that were there, except one that was a circuit judge. And they skipped the three-judge panel that holds the trial and hears everything and decides whether it's constitutional or not. So they have taken it all upon themselves. And we had the three of the most conservative judges on the en banc panel who wrote a dissent in the acceptance of the case and said, you guys are playing games. The Ninth Circuit has never done this procedurally. And we know that you don't like the Second Amendment, you don't like what the Supreme Court said, and you're taking this case. So we object to that. So now it's with the Ninth en banc panel. Our attorneys have to submit some briefs by this Saturday, and then by October 3rd, the state of California has to submit its own set of briefs. So it's on a pretty fast track. And the whole thing boils down to, does the Ninth Circuit want to get slapped down by the Supreme Court once again?
Yeah.
And things have changed. Things have changed, though. We 3 weeks ago in Hawaii, Judge Kobayashi, a federal district judge in Hawaii, ruled the sensitive places in their law, SB 1230, I think it was, she ruled it unconstitutional. She's an Obama judge, but she used text, history, and tradition, the Bruin test, and ruled it's unconstitutional. The only place that the government can have sensitive places are in places that they completely control, their offices or parking lots, only if government officials are the only ones who use parking lots. But other than that, beaches, parks, playgrounds, schools, businesses, private homes, private property, public property, it's unconstitutional to call those sensitive places. So, things are changing.
Hey, Sam, will there be... Can they get an injunction against this thing?
Well,
something.
Our folks are going to be asking for an injunction because Judge Benitez basically issued a temporary restraining order that said that the state of California cannot implement this law. They have to suspend the law, and that the attorney general has to contact every law enforcement official in the state of California and let them know that they cannot enforce this law. Then he issued a stay. And so now it's in the hands of the Ninth whether they're going to continue that restraining order or if they're going to lift it and say, no, the law can continue to be in place while we continue to litigate this case or consider this case. So there's...
Wait a minute. Did we switch gears right there? Because we were talking... about the Duncan case.
Well, the interesting thing is...
Were you talking about that?
No. He talked about that, but then we switched back.
No, I think he was talking
about
that.
Yeah, and it's because they are so interrelated.
Oh, okay.
They're so interrelated. California Rifle and Pistol Association, Second Amendment Foundation, Gun Owners of America, Gun Owners Foundation, Gun Owners of California, Reno May, and Anthony Miranda, two of the biggest pro-2A YouTubers, are all on this lawsuit challenging Gavin Newsom's SB 2. And so we've already filed this lawsuit. We've already talked to the DOJ. They've got a hearing schedule set for, I believe, October 3rd. They're going to have their a meeting to discuss how this thing is going to progress. We're asking for a temporary restraining order enjoining this law from going into effect, which doesn't go into effect until January 1st. So, yeah, everything is on super fast track. I mean, remember, it used to take years and years and years and years for lawsuits to make their way through the system. Well, right now they're happening in weeks and months. And the Supreme Court has pretty much lit a fire under all of the anti-gun judges and courts and said, hey, fix this. We gave you the test. And if you don't fix it, we're going to invite the challengers to come back to us for us to fix it. And that's where we are right now. And that's going to be true of the sensitive places thing. That was true of the Antonyuk versus Hochul case, which is sensitive places in New York, a similar case in New Jersey, and even now the case in Hawaii. So, yeah, sensitive places is front and center with the Supreme Court and a lot of courts. And right now they're having kittens because they don't know how they're going to use legal gymnastics to get around the ruling from the Supreme Court.
Okay.
That's where we are now.
It's really interesting. It never gets old for me. I mean, I'm always, always, always locked into this thing on YouTube. I you know, the Armed Scholar and all the ones you mentioned before. I watch them, you know, religiously at night. I don't sleep much, so my wife's asleep, and I'm watching it with closed captions.
It's because you're afraid the fire cat's going to jump on your face.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. My wife fosters cats. You all know it. Laugh all you want. It's so interesting. I had class today, and we were talking about all the, you know, what is a sensitive place. And, of course, you know, all restaurants that serve alcohol are sensitive.
Every place.
And a grocery store that serves beer with a sandwich is sensitive, right?
Yeah,
in the courts of law.
That serve beer are sensitive places.
Any place that serves beer is sensitive.
Any place
oh, my gosh. We're in a sensitive place right now.
Uh-oh.
But I'm giving permission for everybody in here to carry a gun.
Yeah, so but you don't have your sign.
That's true.
So you're outside of the law.
I feel like saying that to the governor, here's your sign. Yeah. Hey, we got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back.
But because we're all legal, we don't have a weapon because we knew we were going to be drinking.
Much. There you go. The Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710. 530-949-0710.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome back to Man Up with Ted Lighty, Perry Crimmins, and Carl Butt. Our guest on the air is Sam Paredes, Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. We've got Trevor Allen here, too, who's got a brewery we're going to talk about in a while.
Mm.
Hey, yeah, I know. And he brought samples. Sam, you know, you should have made that trip up here. You could have had, you could have had barbecued moose, barbecued elk, beer, and there's a bourbon that may or may not be broken out tonight. Let's go over some
that's
more.
That's a hint, Perry.
let's go over some more of these laws that the state of California just unbelievably taken away the rights of citizens who are not felons, who just, they're trying to get their CCW license. Now, Ted, the new rules for that are they doubled.
Yeah, it's 8 for a renewal and 16 for an initial, of course. And, Sam, what do you think about that? Do you think that's going to get struck down somewhere along the line, or are we just going to live with that? Because that seems like something that, you know, is really egregious to me.
Yeah. First of all, forgive me, guys, in the first segment. I am so amped and so pumped that all of these cases are now becoming one major issue. And if I conflated them together, I apologize. But the fact of the matter is that we are winning on all of them. And they are all using the same argumentation to win. But you're right, Ted, that this thing is going to be challenged because the Supreme Court specifically said that you states that have concealed weapons carry permit systems, especially those that were may issue, you are now shall issue. And that means that whatever process you use, it has to be analogous to all of the other processes that exist throughout the country. It cannot be an outlier. California's is a massive outlier. It cannot have any subjectivity, but this one has it in spades by requiring people to list their social media so that somebody can look at the social media and then make the subjective judgment that this person is a good candidate for a CCW or not. That subjectivity, completely unconstitutional. Court said you cannot do this. They also said that you cannot make it so expensive and so cumbersome that the average person can't avail themselves of a CCW. Given the SB2, we've already seen some places where a CCW is going to cost $1,000 every 2 years.
Oh yeah,
$1,000 to get. And given the requirements of what it is that those of us who are CCW instructors are going to have to teach our students, the reality is that we should be lawyers because we're going to be giving legal advice. We should be psychologists because we're going to have to spend an hour talking about psychological things, and mental health and stuff like that. You know, I talked to my sheriff today, Sheriff Jeff Leifkopf of El Dorado County, and I said, I mean, us giving a one-hour class to our students on mental health, I'll bet that you guys didn't even get an hour's worth of mental health training when you went through the academy. And he says, yeah, you're right. So it's absolutely ridiculous. It's chock full of all kinds of things that the Supreme Court said specifically you cannot do with a CCW shall issue system. So yeah, the whole thing is up for grabs.
It boggles the mind. I mean, it really, really does boggle the mind. And you're right. I know one of those $1,000 counties. It's Sonoma County.
It costs $1,000.
Darn near $1,000 right now.
Yep.
And then if they've got access to your to all your social media,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, who's going to look at that? Who's
well, they're going to have to hire. You know, that's what we need is law enforcement in their offices looking at my social media and on the street, you know, busting all these criminals.
And you have to provide three character witnesses.
And one of them has to live with you.
No, no. Is this...
Right?
Is that right? This is going to take place?
Oh, yeah. They've got to have three character witnesses. Yeah.
I just thought it was kind of a joke.
It is a joke.
We were just kidding.
It is a joke. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So you got to have... Well, this tells me if you're thinking about getting your CCW...
Or you better get it.
You better get your CCW now. And I just finished four ladies that, you know, I said, you better get in there now. And even though... Now, Sam, how do they expect law enforcement to enforce this?
Well, I think that they know that that this is very difficult for law enforcement to enforce. And I think they're okay with that. That way they have kind of a hammer over law enforcement, saying that, hey, you guys aren't enforcing this law, and so, you know, I think they hope that one day they'll just take over the whole process altogether.
Make it at the state level.
Away from the sheriff.
Because they said they can raise the cost for on the ammo anytime they want. If I looked at that was AB 135 allows the Attorney General to unilaterally increase the fee to conduct ammunition eligibility checks. So what is it right now? Buck?
It's a buck. Yeah.
He can make it $10 or $20
per box.
Yeah.
Per caliber or per box.
Per purchase right now.
Per purchase. It's $1 per purchase, so you can buy different calibers. But
he can do that.
He can change.
Did that pass, Sam?
That one actually got held in committee.
Oh, okay.
So
good.
It's a 2-year bill, and we're going to have to deal with it next year for sure. But we had a total of, 26 bills that the governor signed. A few of them were really not a big deal, but most of them were an infringement on our right to keep and bear. I'm like, they're going to require dealers in the state of California to apply micro-stamping on guns. If they want to sell those guns out of their stores, if manufacturers don't put that technology on, they pushed it out into 2026, telling the DOJ that it has to do a feasibility study and figure out what the process for how this is all going to work. Of course, no dealer has the money to buy a $300,000 micro lasering machine and the database capabilities to do all of this that needs to be done for micro stamping the way they want it. It doesn't exist.
That Senate Bill 452 prohibits firearm dealers from selling or transferring any semi-automatic handgun after January 1st, 2027, unless the state certifies that it has micro-stamping, which means the state has to come down and inspect them.
Well, they're going to do – it says – in the bill it stated that they're going to do a feasibility study to find out if it's real. Well, what they're going to find out –
that we're going to pay for.
It's not real.
It's not real.
Right. Yeah. Has anybody in this room ever seen a gun that micro stamps?
No.
Have you, Sam?
I saw the samples that were done when it was first passed in the state of California, but the study that was conducted by UC Davis that showed the viability of it, we got to see the whole study, and we showed all of the times that a Glock 17 would smear it because it's a triangle-shaped striker, and it would smear half of the stampings, depending on the type of primer for the ammunition that was used. We learned something there that firing pins and strikers actually bounce. They don't just strike the case once, but high-speed photography showed something that nobody knew. They actually bounce. And when they bounce, they double impress the impression and ruin the clarity of the impression, so that doesn't work. I, when I testified against this bill initially, I went in there with my wife's Emery board, and I took a beryllium firing pin, and I took out the Emery board, and I swiped it across the tip of the firing pin and said, there, your micro-stamping is gone.
We're done. Or,
but we'll teach how to do that, that's for sure. I didn't mean that. That was just me joking.
Well, you know what?
Carl.
The funny thing about this, Carl, That's not illegal to do.
No,
it's not illegal
at all.
To wipe off the micro stampede. It's not illegal to swap your firing pin for a competition firing pin with no micro stampede.
No.
Once you have the gun. So these guys are not thinking this through.
And that's a fairly inexpensive modification. I mean, it doesn't cost anything.
Yeah. When I make jokes, people laugh. When the Senate makes jokes, it becomes a law.
Yeah, we cry.
No kidding. We cry.
When Trevor, it only costs manufacturers
$6 to put in these firing pits. Yeah. They have absolutely no idea how the manufacturing process works, and now they're going to have to match a firing pin to a receiver, and if they inadvertently put the wrong firing pin in the slide, and it doesn't go to that matching receiver. Can you imagine the liability that manufacturer is going to open itself to if the wrong micro stamp firing pin is in that thing?
That's not going to do it. No one
in the world uses it.
No. Hey, Sam, I need final thoughts from you. I'm going to have you back on again. We're going to speak for a whole hour, but final thoughts.
My final thoughts is, folks, keep your chin up. We're winning everything. If you're not involved in supporting your Second Amendment rights, get involved. Become a member of Gun Owners of California or CRPA or NRA or FEC or any of the groups that are fighting, because we are now working together to gain these victories in the court. So go to gunownersca.com, Google Gun Owners of California. A $25 contribution is going to go to buy a box of pizza and some beer for our attorneys, who we lock into their rooms so that they can continue to write these lawsuits and submit all of the amicus briefs. And you would be doing more than you have ever done as a supporter of the Second Amendment by helping us to win in the courts.
We need to win in the courts. And let me tell you, this isn't a Republican and Democrat thing. This is people, 100%. For us up here, a gun control kind of guy up here in the North State owns three pistols and four long guns, and one of them is semi-automatic. But this is not a Republican Democrat. This is a real freedom thing. They're trying to take away your rights as law-abiding citizens, because everybody knows, as they did down in New Mexico when the governor tried to suspend the Second Amendment, the gangbangers are going to still have their guns.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. So, and they're going to take yours.
They're taking yours, and everyone else, all the criminals still have them.
Yeah, and they can't take yours because we can't carry them anywhere anymore.
Yeah,
Sam, thank you so much for joining.
Appreciate
us.
Appreciate you, Sam,
buddy.
Always a pleasure, guys. Keep on telling the truth.
Take care, brother, man.
Thanks for what you do.
You bet. Okay, bye-bye. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Trevor Allen, who brought up a cooler full of his
it's good too.
And we haven't quite tried all of it, but we're on a roll.
Oh yeah, hey, I got my tasting.
The thing
got
is, I
got to
keep Tyler out of it. I told him, Tyler, do not drink while the show is live. It's just like cell phones.
Oh, I'm waiting.
You can't use your cell phone.
I'm waiting. Until
but I'm not wanting you to chug them.
No, I'm not going to do that either, man.
Okay. Yeah, we're shooting 16 ounces during the break.
That just does not work. But
hey, shotgun in it, you know? Okay, hey, it's a good thing.
We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Man Up with Carl Bott, Ted Lighty, and Perry Crummins. Our guest is Trevor Allen. He's from here. You still live here, Trevor?
That's right. Yeah, I do.
Okay, but you are also have.
I thought I'd seen you before. You said you're from this. Your brewery's in San Francisco. But
yep. Born in Redding.
Olfactory Brewing Company. Yeah. So tell us about it.
Okay. Yeah. So
talking to that red thing.
Little bit of history on the crew, the team there. You got a picture of us. Our head brewer, Phil. He went to UC Davis, got his brewing degree, food science.
Get a brewing degree?
Yep, you can, at Davis. And then he worked at Sudwerk Brewing in Davis there for a while, and then went over to Almanac Brewing. That's actually where I met him. And then Bobby, our other partner there, he's a business major. He lives out in Philadelphia, friend of ours. And he makes sure that we, keep the books straight and makes a lot of good decisions for us. And then myself, I'm from Redding here, and my background is mechanical, welding, some electrical.
Uh-huh.
Took some college courses, got some certificates for that.
Over at Shasta College?
Yep.
Yeah. It's a great place.
Went to work with my dad early on, working on bottling lines, breweries, wineries, things like that. Very hands-on, and I worked at Sierra Nevada Brewing in Chico back in 2013. Learned a lot there. That definitely helped.
When you were 12?
Kidding.
Is everybody turned on?
That's 10 years. 10 years okay. ago. So how old are you, Trevor?
I'm 32 now, so I was just old enough to work there.
Yeah, we thought we were going to have to ID him to have a beer with us.
Yeah, Sierra Nevada. Man,
you did was you brought in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
We got eight beers.
Yeah, and we're only sampling. You know, we're not drinkers. And in fact, I have to watch Perry. He's leaning over right now after half a beer.
That's the bourbon.
Yeah, that's a bourbon. Well, Perry, that's really good bourbon, by the way.
Yeah, 2 weeks in Canada will do that to you.
Yeah,
it makes you crooked.
Yeah. Okay, so when you started this, did you all just get together, or how did it start?
It's a long story. I'll keep it condensed, but we've all had the dream kind of in our head to have our own brewery because we work in the industry. myself building breweries, Phil, you know, brewing and running them, and Bobby being like a more of a business manager.
Yeah,
he
does the business side of it.
So it's
you got a perfect group.
It's a good team. It's a good team. We can get through just about anything, and we've been in business about a year now, but we actually formed the business in 2020, getting started, getting everything together. And
mm-hmm. Now, how did you come up with the flavors, the different – it's not flavors, but it's the different brews that you get up with?
Yeah.
How did you do that?
Well, it's a little bit our taste in there. We like lagers and pilsners and lighter beers, so even our IPAs, we make them a little more sessionable.
Well, we've tried that West Coast India Pale where we've got what's this one?
We got a black lager there.
Yeah. That's really called good. What? Yeah. And
we got a Mind Fuzz, Fuzzy IPA.
Yep. Yeah.
Which I like.
An Italian Pilsner, we got a Orange Sunshine West Coast IPAs. We do a lot of West Coast, so lightly hopped, we don't filter anything, but we do try to get everything to clarity by basically giving it the time it needs. Our beers take about 2 months generally to make.
Okay.
Each
now,
one.
If people wanted to buy it, which I would heartily recommend, this is, I'm not a real beer guy, okay? But this, your pale beer there was just outstanding.
Yeah, we got a good pale ale here too. We haven't opened yet, but that's my favorite, the Easy Tiger.
It's
a Nelson.
Easy Tiger.
Yep. Nelson Pilsner. We got Nelson hops from New Zealand in there.
You know, I would describe this as beer with flavor.
Yeah, it does. It tastes really good.
Beer flavored beer.
Really, you know what? It does. Because a lot of times you get the big breweries, you know, that sell nationwide.
I gotta love it.
And Corona and all these, they've all started tasting the same, but these have a distinct flavor.
For somebody that wants it.
We use the best quality hops and grain we can get. Most of our brews use Admiral Malting Company. They're in Alameda in the Bay Area there, and they use only California grains. So most of our beers are they're farmed in the state, the malts, and we try to buy from them as much as we can. Just about every beer here has Admiral in it.
So where can we buy this?
Working on getting a few more accounts up here in Shasta County. Hops and Vines in Cottonwood. Chad there has supported us a lot. He's bought a lot of our beer. He's got some cans and such. Kelly's Beer and Wine here in Reading.
Uh-huh.
They've been picking up beer from us. And the Squire Room there.
The Squire Room.
Yep. They've
the Old Faithful.
The Reading Standard.
Let me tell you about the Squire Room. Squire Room's only open, I think. I can't even tell you. But I know on
Friday and Saturday night
they're open.
The good nights.
And it is a great place to go to.
It's a special place.
It's the old Squire Room, and it's got the old leather seats in there.
Oh, yeah.
But they pour some great drinks. Oh, yeah. Now, is this on tap or something?
Yep. Ryan keeps us on tap pretty consistently.
From Olfactory. And this is Olfactory, Olfactory.
Yep, we got Facebook page and Instagram. We got our website there, olfactorybrewing.com. And then also The Dip here in Reading has picked up some beer. Whiskey Town Barbecue bought a keg. So, yeah, I'm getting it around up here, but mostly we're in the Bay Area, San Francisco.
Going down to Charlieu's in Anderson.
Yep, Charlieu's actually bought a bunch of beer from us.
Okay,
yep.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
I used to work for him.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, well, that was one of my first jobs.
But they also have great taste in the beers they put up there, that's good. You're getting the three thumbs up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Three thumbs.
Very good. Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. So I want to thank you for bringing that in, Trevor.
And
really good.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and I have to ask you, so San Francisco, we all hear about it, and I'm kind of skewed from San Francisco. I was born there, by the way. Got out of there in 1968, though, not to date myself. But how did you end up in San Francisco, and how is it working with the current conditions
there? Well, I think he just went down there to start his business, right?
We set out to be in the Bay Area. We did almost end up in Sacramento, but that space didn't work out, and it kind of came down to our situation. We had the equipment. We had all the brewing equipment. My family business has, helped me accumulate enough tanks and a brew house, so that's been great, and then we applied that to the project. But the place we're in was previously a brewery.
Gotcha.
So that was it was vacant for a couple years, so we moved all our equipment in there. And it just had the bones to be a good brewery, and there's a tap room there, and we serve beer right off, you know, right into the pint glass there.
Very, very nice. All and right. So you had to move in all your own tanks, those big, huge stainless steel, like, round tanks. Wow.
We did it all ourselves. There's no loading dock. We don't have a forklift there. We had one for the initial move-in, but it's all street side. Had to block traffic, do it all by hand. Yeah, it was a little bit of a challenge. I'd say it's one of the more complicated installs we've ever done.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay,
sure.
Trevor, how do people look you up? How do they find you all?
Yep, we have the website, olfactorybrewing.com, and we have a kind of cool newsletter you can subscribe to, and that lets people know what's going on, and also Facebook and Instagram. That's a good one.
Okay. What is the hardest thing about brewing a beer, a good beer?
Brewing a good beer, you know, really it's the attention to detail, I'd say. Just keeping there's the brew process, which, you know, is done in one day, but then everything after that, fermentation and all of the, lagering for the lighter beers, the settling, and basically when we try to, like I said, we don't filter anything, so we just give it the time to rest and get everything clear. So really just paying attention to temperatures, you know, all that stuff, and keeping an eye on it.
Well, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thanks
for
having me on.
Samples here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, when I go down to Charlieu's down in Anderson, I'm going to be looking for you, and over at the Squire Room, be looking for you.
Yeah, keep an eye out. Yeah.
We will. Old Factory Brewing.
So here's a way that we help Trevor the most, because I do this all the time while I'm out. Just ask him, do you have any Old Factory Brewing? At all? Do you have any beers from Old Factory? And if they look at you like,
that's a
what
good
are you
idea.
Talking about? You'll say, I think you should get some Old Factory beer in here.
You right? are missing out.
Or they might say yes, and you'll say, oh, great, I'll have a Mind Fuzz. Or, you know, great, I'll have a West Coast.
Glad you pronounced that one right.
Yeah.
We rotate every brew, too, so every beer is different. We don't have really any flagships yet, so we brew... you know, come up with a new name, do a new style, and then the next batch is a new one.
Well, I'm looking for the Carl, Ted, and Perry brand.
It's kind of like
it seems like kind of a mouthful.
Rename either one.
It could be called the Carl. I mean,
it could be called the Free Fire
or the CTP.
Free Fire Radio or CTP.
Oh,
yeah, there you go.
The Free Fire.
Hey,
Radio,
thanks for joining us, Trevor. Thank
All right,
you.
Thank you.
All right, going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. We're going to hear about Perry being up in Saskatchewan.
Right down.
And have right. another. And he brought in elk and moose meat tonight, and it's just excellent. Excellent. We'll be right back.
It goes with all factory.
Yes, very well.
Turtle Bay's Harvest in the Gardens is Saturday, October 7th, featuring a hay maze, animals, live music, a mini farmer's market, pumpkin painting, and more. Harvest in the Gardens, Saturday, October 7th. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty.
warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Turtle Bay's 17th Annual Fall Plant Sale is taking place Saturday, October 7th, featuring California natives and drought-tolerant plants propagated on-site for our region. Turtle Bay's Fall Plant Sale, Saturday, October 7th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. It's not Free Fire Radio. It's Man Up with Carl Bott, Ted Leiden,
and Trevor Perry.
And Tyler's at the controls, and Trevor Allen's just
Tyler, you're doing a great job, man.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
That's okay. Yeah, I don't want you falling out of the chair.
No. Even though that beer is very, very good.
It is good. Hey, Perry, you just got back from Saskatchewan, and Ted just got back from
British Columbia.
British Columbia from two big hunting trips.
Perry.
British Columbia, eh?
And you brought back them. What'd you bring back?
A moose.
And Ted brought back a moose.
We both got ourselves a couple
of bear.
Moose and a bear. And I'll tell you what was, the moose hunting was pretty tough as it was like it was 70 degrees, you know, in an area that in 1 month from now, approximately 1.5 months, it'll be frozen solid as it's minus 40 there most of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
wow.
But the fishing was lights out. So it's a great place to fish if you like fishing. We've got, you know, northern pike and lake trout. Probably the least amount we caught in one day was 50.
50?
50.
Wow.
Yeah. I fished grayling.
Grayling. I wanted to catch one. They're in this lake, but there's northern pike, so the grayling's high.
Got them, yeah. grayling. It's the only fish in this lake where we hunted moose in BC.
Light tackle?
Only fish, light tackle, yeah.
Nice.
Just a tiny little rod.
And you caught one.
I caught more than one.
Did you bring one back?
No.
Those are cool fish. You should mount one.
Dude. You should see them Canadians eating them grayling, man. I got a picture of all the skeletons in the, full skeletons in the trash in our cabin. Yeah, I got a picture right here of a dude holding one. The whole skeleton. They just take the meat right off the skeleton and eat it.
There's absolutely nothing that goes to waste in Canada.
Oh, yeah, I know. Everything in Canada is used, yeah, for sure. But the grayling were good.
You know, when you guys are hunting up there, I know that you had incidents with the horses up there.
Because, you know, they called me Rodeo Ted, actually.
What's up? Hang on.
What's up? Yeah, I got bucked off like in 15 minutes. It's a rodeo.
He sent me a video of them trying to load a horse, and you can see that horse is looking. And when he gets close, that horse takes off almost not. Well, he pulled away from the guy and takes off just running through the woods.
Well, no, you and my dad told me the same thing. Oh, they're so trained. You don't have to worry about that. Well, it's like a Disneyland ride. Just get on it and relax. If the horse is going to go, it knows where it's going. Them horses were nuts.
I know.
They got a mind of their own.
Well, when the guides themselves can't ride them, it tells you perhaps that they should spend a little more time on the horses before you put you're young and, you know, and healthy, but you put a 75-year-old guy on that.
He'll break a hip.
They'll break a hip in a heartbeat.
And we flew in to start with, so there's no getting out.
No. Well, and you're trying to put a bear on the back of the darn thing, though, right?
Oh, yeah. I didn't
now,
like
I did
that.
Tell a story, and I'm just thoroughly, and when people hear it, they're thoroughly surprised by it. That the fact is, my friends, if you have a DUI in your background, that's a felony in Canada. And even if it was 50 years ago, you're not getting into that country.
No, you have to get a letter, man, from this Canadian government if you had a DUI to get in. It's an indictable offense. It's a felony.
Yeah. And the guy had spent six figures on this hunt.
Oh, yeah. It was no joke. It was
sheep hunt. He'd been numerous times already.
Stone sheep
hunt.
He'd been up there 40 times.
Yeah. And then, but in the last 2 years, they made it into a felony. So y'all had to take him back to a place where he could catch a flight home.
Oh, we didn't take him back. He caught an Uber.
Oh, he did?
From the border. To Seattle Airport, yeah. I'm laughing about it now as my good friend, Larry. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing
with you. We don't use names.
And I'm talking, I talk to him every day right now.
Well, you know, the thing about it is a guy that had 50
years. We're getting through it.
Over 50 years ago, this guy gets a DUI. He's obviously a successful business person. Had no idea that this was going to come back and bite him in the butt.
It was the Vietnam era. He's a kid.
Greatest guy. He's one of the better guys I know.
Yeah,
around
you
here.
Know him. Yeah, he was a kid, Vietnam era.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just the nicest, most generous, great hunter. I mean, dude is a conservationist. Just a really nice guy.
I don't know how many sheep he shot up there, but a bunch.
Yeah, you
know.
Grand slammed it. Yeah, so he's done the grand slam.
And
but anyway, it doesn't matter.
It brings a lot of money into the country too.
He caught an Uber back to Seattle Airport and had to fly back. And so you want to talk about a bunch of long faces? You should have saw us standing on the border saying,
oh, imagine when the guy says you can't come in. And now he's got to spend money to try and find out what happened in the case, because the case doesn't exist anymore.
What are you talking about?
50 years ago.
Yeah, there's no record.
Anyway, okay.
There's no record.
How did you – okay, now, you brought moose and elk with you, and you used a marinade on the moose?
Yeah, so the moose, I use it's backstrap moose, and if you're not familiar with backstrap, it is the fillet of the animal.
Right.
So marinate it for about 40 minutes each side it's called Jim Melton's marinade mix, and it's at Sportsman's, and it is like a sweet smoke. So you marinate it a little bit, and I put some juniper peppercorn on there, which is from my friend, we don't use names, but John over at Wild Eats.
Okay. No, you can say that because the reason I said not the other guy, because it could be embarrassing to him.
Yeah.
So
Wild Eats, he's actually in Pacifica down in the Bay Area as well.
Okay.
All organic seasoning for, he targets wild game, but it works. I put it on ribeyes and it's lights out. But anyways, that's my favorite is juniper peppercorn.
Wild Eats is where?
Pacifica. Which is south of San Francisco
on
the ocean.
I'm sure you can find it on
WildEats.com. You can find it. And it's awesome seasoning. But anyways, so I smoke it for about an hour and a half and then just give it a quick sear and seals it all in.
Outside.
Oh, you got a smoke ring on it. Yeah, to get a bark on it. But you can see the smoke ring.
Do you sear it on your smoker or do you take it in the house of pan sear it?
Traeger.
Oh, on the Traeger. So you sear it on the Traeger.
Yeah. So this, I have a tabletop Traeger.
Oh,
the
pony,
small
huh?
one. The small one, and it works great.
Yeah, you can plug it into your truck, too. Well, yours, maybe not. Yours is pretty old, right?
Yours is electric?
Yeah,
electric.
Yeah, it's a Traeger, but it's sits up on your tabletop.
And it takes pellets?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called a pony.
Oh.
Yeah, it's great. It works wonderful.
Great for truck camping, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know,
as long as you have a power source.
Yeah, you have to have a power source. But Traegers, truly Traegers should be illegal. You know, you can't mess anything up in them.
I burned up my smoker.
What?
On the 4th of July, yeah.
You smoked it.
No, my tri-tips caught on fire.
Something happened then.
My wife was flipping out. I said, I got this. She said, you don't have got this. I said, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
The show tonight, we talked to Sam Paredes, who's the executive director of Gun Owners of California, and we addressed some of the horrendous decisions made by the Democrats down in Sacramento that Governor Newsom signed, and this guy's going to be running for president. So remember that, and this isn't a party problem. When they want to take away your right to defend yourself, and yet they're not putting people in jail who do commit crimes, And we talked to Trevor Allen from Olfactory, and we've talked to Perry and Ted on their hunting trips. And
successful hunting trips.
Successful
right?
hunting trips. Free Fire Stout. There you go. Mm. I like that for a name.
Wow.
We could spend another 2 hours here, but we probably shouldn't. Tyler has to. Tyler is getting ready to give his wife is getting ready to give birth like
now. I'm getting ready to give birth.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, right
hey, no. I mean, it's
good
now.
Luck with that
it's
one.
Like now.
It's going to happen now.
Congratulations,
well,
Tyler.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Awesome. Anytime now. Yeah.
Anytime.
Fatherhood.
Take her for a walk. Yeah. Take her for a walk around the block.
That's what I will do.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. Hey, everybody, have a good evening. Tomorrow on Free Fire Radio, Lynn's got the One Safe Place or the Children's Legacy Center with her and a couple other surprises. And God bless America.